Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up? Welcome to the show. Maggie and Perloff hanging out with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're also streaming live, youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio. Phil Knight glasses are a go for me again today. Get into that in just a moment.
Oh, yeah.
I'm wearing these ridiculous glasses today, but Perloff is not.
You might want to stay tuned for that one. We'll get into it.
Okay, so last night, two incredible Sweet 16 games.
Yeah.
Kansas State, Michigan State goes to overtime with Kansas State and darling of the tournament, Marquise Noel, who's from New York City and then had a career high and broke a record for a tournament with 19 assists. He's 5'8". He was barely recruited out of high school, into three different high schools, barely recruited out of high school in New York. And then has this moment, an all-time moment at Madison Square Garden. So he's darling of the tournament. And then later on that night, the nightcap, UCLA and Gonzaga, who always play incredible games, were just amazing. Can we listen to a little bit, Stu? Let's listen to a little of Gonzaga and how that game ended.
It's 11 seconds. Pitch it back, Strother. Deep three from the top of the key. Got it! Oh, he hit it! Strother from the top. 7 seconds left. Campbell on the run. Into the front court. Drives the right side. Stripped away. Strother's got it. Fouled with 1.1 to go. The Vegas native pulls up from deep and puts Gonzaga in the lead and then gets a steal at the other end. Strother walking, staring into the crowd.
So same for Strother, having a moment in his hometown with this incredible three-pointer. It should be mandatory that Gonzaga and UCLA have to be in the tournament every year.
This is crazy. You could feel that close game coming. You know, Gonzaga went up by 10 in the second half, right? Because UCLA is injured and ran out of steam. I was so happy that that game got close and gave us another ending. You need these in the tournament, right, Maggie? You need those long Chris Jenkins-style three-pointers.
Yeah, that was beautiful. They're calling it the Jay Wright play, right? Yeah. Which is the handoff, basically, at the top of the key.
Oh,
from deep.
By the way, we should also
on the break, yeah.
I love the fact that Florida Atlantic gets to the Elite Eight, and we're like, that's not even one of the
it
stories.
It was a snooze of a game.
Isn't it amazing? A small school like Florida Atlantic, and you watch them play, and they don't look like a Cinderella at all.
No, they hit shots from everywhere.
Yeah, and UConn, we give some credit to. But the funny thing is, Florida Atlantic, was that the team? No, that was Florida Gulf Coast. But Florida Atlantic making the Final Eight should be the story of the day, and it was not at all.
No, because these games were so compelling. Let's listen now to Marquise Noel. This was basically, you know, this will be the highlight that will live on forever. It was the alley-oop.
And now with a minute to play, Kansas State has the ball. We're tied at 92.
Marquise Noel
throws to the rim for Johnson, who slams it in. Noel ties the record with his 18th assist. Johnson with the alley-oop slam, and it's 94-92 K-State.
All these highlights courtesy of the Westwood One Sports NCAA Radio Network, of course. And that was an incredible moment. Now, after the game, there were two things that came out of this. During that alley-oop, or moments before, as Marquise Noel is bringing the ball up the floor, he's like arguing with his head coach, Jerome Tang, and then hits the alley-oop, the backdoor, no look, basically alley-oop to Keontae Johnson. So the question was the arguing actually a fake just to get Michigan State off their game?
On the reverse alley-oop play, is that a fake play call you guys are doing between each other? What's going on there?
We'll start with Marquise.
Tell him, because then the next team knows.
I mean, it was just a basketball play between me and Keontae.
I mean, I thought when I watched it, I thought that it was a hoax. Like, this was part of, you know, lulling Michigan State, like giving them like a distraction. Hey, look over here. Me and my coach are like gesturing like angrily towards each other just for that split second. Then Johnson, Keontae Johnson, was able to drive the baseline for the backdoor alley-oop.
That would be so awesome and devious. I kind of buy his explanation. I think he just saw him. I mean, there's also, can we also say it's incredible that Keontae Johnson decided that he was going to take that alley-oop and go reverse jam?
It was amazing.
At that point of the game, I would have gone conservative. Like, I don't know what you were supposed to do, but to do that highlight dunk at that moment was insane. No, I watched it in slow-mo a few times this morning. I don't think that this was a fake. This was all planned. I think he saw him out of the corner of his eye. I mean, listen, some guys like me and Marquise, we have this sixth sense.
Oh yes, you and him.
And LeBron.
you all share that.
Yeah,
yes,
we have this sixth sense where we can see out of the corner of our eye. Do you think it was a fake still?
You know, do you remember earlier in the tournament? Now I'm forgetting who it was. The team that lined up the football play.
TCU did it a lot.
Yes.
And then at the end of the game, I think Fairleigh Dickinson did it.
Right. It was all five guys, basically.
Yeah, it's a new play.
Yeah, out of bounds, and then, like, you know, you're not sure what's going to happen and who the ball's going to, whatever.
Yeah.
Because of that, I was like, man, just teams are getting smarter. You have to be playing mind games out there. Like, if you're just playing regular basketball, that's not enough. You need something that's going to give you an edge. And I thought, if Kansas State really did think this up, this fake fight with the coach on the sideline to lull Michigan State to sleep, it's a thing of genius. It's brilliant.
Yeah, it never happened. it didn't happen. No, you're right. It would be, you know, it's a bit of a hypothetical. I don't think that's possible. If they come back, if the book comes out 10 years from now and they plan this, I'll be so impressed. By the way, Marquise Noel was taking some bad shots. Can we just say this?
It was weird because he's having the tournament of his life, right? And he's a feel-good story, and seems like a, you know, amazing kid and our young man and, like, incredible to root for, right? Yet at the same time, every time he pulled up from the logo, I was like, ugh, terrible shot. You had, like, 20 seconds left in the shot clock. Just, like, bad shot.
Yeah, and they got a huge break because somebody tipped barely tipped the ball. They got the ball back and hit that shot that I thought was a three.
Very lucky break.
Yeah. I mean, this tournament is going to be this way. There's going to be a lot of close games. Is there a favorite right now?
Wait, but before, let's pause on that for a second, because we were talking about Kansas State got a lucky break.
Yeah.
So on that particular three-pointer, because they got the ball back. After the game, Tom Izzo, obviously on the losing side of this, was talking to CBS and Allie LaForce.
Give them credit, but I mean, they banked in two shot clock threes. And they made some big plays, but some of those plays weren't big plays. They were lucky plays. And I didn't think we played our best. I think some of it was them. I think some of it was us. But boy, we bounced back in that second half.
So it's funny because you and I just said they took some bad shots, right? Like, we're acknowledging that Kansas State took some bad shots. But something about Tom Izzo, who's on the losing side, saying they got lucky on some of those shots, comes across Perloff a bit like sour grapes. It's like the one thing you can't say after you got beat.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I mean, it sounds okay. Maybe I should listen to the whole Izzo press conference. Did he also say a bunch of nice things about Kansas State?
Of course, yeah.
It does sound like grumpy Tom Izzo. I don't know. For some reason, he just lost an NCAA tournament game. I'm giving him a total pass.
I am too, but he's been doing this long enough. And unfortunately, he's had the highest of the highs with the wins that he's had, but he's also had the low of the lows. Like, he understands what's going on right now, right? It's not like he's a student there. He's a coach who's been through these highs and lows. He kind of knows what to say. He knows that if he says they got lucky on a lot of those shots, it's going to come across.
Yeah, as petty, but I don't think it's going to cost him all. I mean, I think that it was a good run for Michigan State. They were not a great team this year. I think they had to sort of fight their way back into this thing. I don't know. I give everybody a break after a loss, including a coach. You think that we're going to remember this as a negative for Tom Izzo?
No. It'd be funny if Kansas State goes on and wins the whole thing, though. Maybe then we remember it a little more.
Yeah. Well, I always wonder that. If the team that beat you, do you want them to win the whole thing, or do you root against them?
No, I always want the team that beats me to win the whole thing.
Right, and then Tom Izzo could say, well, we were right there. We were the second best team in the country.
Right. I don't want the team that beats me to then get blown out the next round.
Oh,
because then you're like, oh, like, we should have never lost.
On the favorite question, by the way, guess who's moving way, way, way up the ranks on DraftKings?
Gonzaga.
UConn is close.
I can
They're
understand
third
why.
Third now behind Alabama and Houston, but they are right behind them. I was wondering, I'm looking at my bracket saying, gosh, I kind of wish I had picked UConn because I know they fell behind against Iona, right? And I think they were behind.
That was the opening round game.
Yeah, and they were behind in the first half of their second game, too. But I keep watching. What I watched last night seems to me like, man, this team looks like a favorite.
And UConn is no stranger to this, right? They've gone on sort of, at some points, kind of out of nowhere runs with like Shabazz Napier. Obviously, Kemba Walker was an incredible run as well.
But this particular team doesn't have a single player on its roster who's ever won a tournament game. It's been a little dry. They're really inexperienced, but they don't seem afraid at all. Yeah, of course, this is bracket fear of missing out because there were a bunch of experts who picked UConn, and I almost did it. And I didn't.
And now you're regretting it.
Yeah.
So where were you watching the games last night?
So I was for the early games, I was at a gala. Yeah, gala. An event, a fundraiser for my daughter's middle school. And
does it need to be a gala for a middle school event?
Yeah, it was a gala.
How do you go up from there? It's like setting the bar very high for middle school kids.
Well, right before, I was a little nervous, remember, at the end of the yesterday show?
All of a sudden,
show?
You just, like, ran out of here. I'm like, where did Perloff go? And you sent me a text. You're like, I didn't know I had to wear a suit to this thing.
So my wife goes, it's a gala. You don't have to wear a tuxedo, but at least wear a suit.
You were gone. Like, you were Marquise Noel to the hoop, like, speed.
So of the 200 or so people there, guess how many people were wearing suits?
All of them?
One, Andrew Perloff, your co-host.
Wait a minute, I thought it was a gala.
I thought so too. I keep calling it a gala. Everybody else was wearing sport coats or nothing. I was the only one.
Nothing.
I was wearing,
that seems weird
for middle school.
No, I mean just a sweater and jeans. I was the only person in a suit with a tie. There were a couple dudes who were wearing suit no tie. So halfway in, I took out my tie. So you hear the word gala? It was called the Mark Twain Intermediate School Gala.
There is one thing people always say, like an etiquette thing. You never want to be the most dressed up person at the party.
I thought it was you don't want to be underdressed. I thought you could never overdress. I thought that was the saying.
No, it's the opposite. You never want to be the person who's there in a tuxedo when everyone else is wearing shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah, I think the common wisdom is the opposite way. I think you're supposed to be overdressed. It's good. James Bond would be overdressed. He would be.
Well, this isn't a movie.
Wait.
This is real life.
You guys know these, hey? Aren't you supposed to go overdressed in air?
I'm telling you, no. I mean, my parents were in the catering business for 30 years. I'm telling you, the one thing you don't want to be is overdressed. Now, you don't want to be like severely underdressed either, but if you're going to air on a slightly underdressed than overdressed. Guys, I'm telling you.
Yeah,
this
I feel
is
like
true.
Business casual is always just a safe way to go. But I would, if I had to choose under or over, I'm going overdressed every time. At least you can be like, I'm the best dressed person in the room.
Oh, you want to be a conversation starter.
Not intentionally. It's just, I'd rather be that than the guy wearing like shorts and flip-flops when everyone else is wearing.
You don't want to be severely underdressed. Extremes of any kind are going to get you made fun of.
Right. So if I had to do one extreme or the other, I'm definitely going the overdressed extreme. But of course, I think the middle of the road is always just the safest bet.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to go business casual to like a wedding, but maybe.
But you know, here's the thing. I can promise you the next school gala for that class, there will be guys dressed in suits because they saw Perloff and like, I don't want to be showing up again.
Yeah, you showed him up.
Yeah. I mean, the other etiquette thing was I wasn't even hiding the fact that I was on my phone watching the games despite these seventh graders doing these artistic performances like they were singing and a jazz band performed and then there was a dance routine.
Rough.
And I'm just openly watching and cheering aloud. And then I did
placing live bets on DraftKings.
This probably seemed a little rude, but I didn't even care. There'd be a circle of parents, say there were four of us, and they'd all be talking, and I just take out my phone and look at it.
And that's legendary.
Is that rude? And I said, I work in sports. I can't miss this. And they didn't care at all. Dudes, they could care less.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like men wouldn't care anyway.
Volume on or off?
Volume actually was off. It was kind of loud at this party anyway, so I couldn't hear.
I feel like that's fair. If you have the phone out and you're kind of glancing at it, if you're just staring at it, I'm not even looking at them, different. If you're glancing while you're talking and the volume is off, that's
fine. Why didn't you put it? You could have put an AirPod.
I could. I didn't have it. No, I know. I could have. that's helpful now.
That's the problem.
I mean, that's kind of rude.
But also, there's so many commercials in these games that you can look up and hear about, I don't know, some dude's law firm or whatever is going on at this event. Right. That's the other thing, too. Is I did. Sometimes guys were talking, and I would look down at the phone, even if it was a commercial, and pretend so I didn't have to listen to them.
Like, oh, Lily again. I wonder what she's peddling.
A lot of bro hugs and cheek to cheek kisses.
No, these were all strangers. I barely knew anyone at the thing. There was no bro hugs, except there was one. Okay. Another etiquette thing.
All right. Wow, you're chock full.
The school's principal was there, and my wife has become friendly with her through our kids. I'd never met her.
Probably a good person to know.
School principal, right?
Yeah.
We hugged. I'd never met her, and we hugged, and I felt really awkward about it. Because we were standing there, and instead of a handshake, somehow it just turned into a hug, and now I feel really weird about it.
Did you initiate the hug?
It was...
Did Sarah hug her?
I think... Sarah did hug her.
Okay,
well, but then, Sarah knows her.
Yeah, maybe, but you're just following your wife's sort of lead. Okay. There. You're good. You're safe.
Okay.
I think.
We got to get
out
of here.
Like a brown noser, though.
We need some advice. I think you're supposed to go overdressed, Maggie. I think that is the gentleman's guides I've read say always go overdressed.
If only there was somebody around this afternoon who might be able to give us advice about this.
I know. Listen, I'll tell you. I know what the advice duck would say.
Nobody knows what advice Duck is going to say. You can't get into her head.
I'm just telling you what I think she might say. The phones, 855-212-4CBS. Matt's in Virginia, wants to talk about March Madness. What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. Nice talking to you. I really enjoy your show every day a little more. But let me tell you, Perloff, I can't believe I'm 57 years old. I never used that line. I'm in sports. I have to watch this. That is That is an absolute gem. That is, man. You get all the praise for that.
Best perk of our job, buddy.
Man, that's the best line ever. I mean, anybody could use a line and just, what? You're in sports, whatever. But you did good. But listen, the tournament's been amazing. I just, you know, something I just want to just touch base on.
Yeah.
That interview with Lisa Leslie, it was such a good interview. And this just goes to show how insanely sick and tired of TNT's same four people or Fox's the same five people for the last 30 years. Just listen to that interview. I'm like, wow, that was kind of fresh. That was, you know, that was. We all know what Barkley and Kenny's takes are going to be. We all know that they need fresh faces so bad.
Interesting.
Just having her on, I'm like, yeah, that was great. But you know, that was just great. I think this is K-State's year. I really do. But it's
Matt,
the best tournament.
This is a hot take. You realize you've got here, right? Like, I think there'd be a national day of mourning. This is not about Lisa Leslie at all. I think there'd be a national day of mourning for basketball fans if they broke up inside the NBA with Kenny and Charles and Shaq. I think and EJ, there would be like people would be upset.
Please let me mourn because I cannot take them anymore. They're so dull. It's the same. It's like sometimes you watch him, Maggie, and Charles is looking for new things to say.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you cannot and forget that. And what about Terry Bradshaw and Strahan and Howie, yada, yada, yada. My God, just give us some new kids, new lead. Like, just the great questions you guys presented to Lisa. She comes off and just really nice new takes. It's just the same old TNT has gotten.
Interesting, Matt. I'm telling you, and thank you for the phone call and thank you for the compliment, but you have stumbled on a seriously hot take.
Now, is he saying it only for the tournament, or is he talking about NBA stuff, too? Because for the tournament...
No, I think he's talking about inside the NBA.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, if he's just talking about the tournament, he's got to get in long line. Because everyone, since the day Charles Barkley started doing the tournament, everyone's
said,
what's
going
better.
On here? Yeah, they've gotten better. Some of the critics. He's gotten also, better than his first couple of years.
You know, you get different people. Obviously, Clark Kellogg then comes into our life. But
Seth Davis.
Seth, and now Jay Wright, and Wally.
Been nothing but an avalanche of criticism since they started doing that. Because Charles openly admitted, I haven't watched any of these teams when he started out.
Yeah, no, I get that. But
you're right, Mike. I think he is a little better. He does seem a little more down to earth, more buttoned up.
I mean, the thing about Charles, I think, which is what you're watching for, right? I think the best things that he does is when something happens and he's just reacting off the cuff. You know, that's what you want him there for. Because then you never know what he's going to say. As far as like the other studio shows, I mean, Fox is trying to get younger people and they got Gronkowski, but like Gronkowski in a studio show to me doesn't make sense. Like why is Gronkowski in a suit? Like talking about football in a pregame show, that doesn't fit. Gronkowski's got to be out twerking on a boat somewhere.
Yeah, no, it's very odd.
Yeah, it's like square peg, round hole.
Yeah, but they make him look very cool because he wears sneakers to go with that suit, so yeah, he looks very fresh.
Yeah, that's hip, young Gronkowski, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I also think a reality of pregame shows is it's a hard business now because people consume sports differently. Studio shows, I don't think young people watch studio shows as much because
well,
they
you
consume
need the information.
Yeah,
like Glazer,
but
and
you
those
get
guys.
Yeah, but you get it. You can get it on Twitter too.
Yeah, I know.
It used to be back Brent Musburger, you're looking live. That was gigantically huge.
Yeah.
And I'm sure ratings-wise, so you had to mix it in with entertainment. But they love the old guys. Jimmy Johnson is still sticking around there.
I know. And obviously, the CBS show is just perfection.
And Lee Corso, too.
I know. Lee Corso's still on Game Day. Yeah. But they've added some. Like, McAfee is now on Game Day.
Well, McAfee's an interesting one. That's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, he's going to be the next Corso. Yeah. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Coming up, our bracket of the worst things ever gets updated. We'll get you set for tonight's Sweet 16 games as well, and someone was having a pro day today. We'll get you all the latest on Will Levis. Don't move. More Maggie and Perloff straight ahead.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the Maggie and Perloff Show. My Villanova Wildcats, of course, the men's side, did not make the NCAA tournament. And finally, this year, the women are making up for the usually successful men's side, and they're losing in the Sweet 16, Maggie, right now.
That's all right. You got a lot of ball game left here. Yeah, eight minutes left against Miami. You're okay. You're within striking distance.
Remember last year I had about 9 teams I was rooting for? All my teams completely flamed out. Colgate lost in the first round.
You were wearing a North Carolina hat by the end.
I know. I actually was looking at that hat the other day. I was like, can I wear it this year? They're not even in the tournament.
That would have given you some credibility that you're wearing a team that didn't even accept an NIT bid.
Saying I don't have any credibility otherwise?
I mean, when you have nine, like when you have 9 teams, at least if you wore a team that was kind of sucky this year, it would at least make it, you know, lighten the blow.
Well, here's the thing. Do I root for or against Princeton? Because I'm an Ivy Leaguer. Hello.
We know. We've heard.
But
Aren't they a rival of you guys?
They are a rival. Most Ivy Leaguers particularly hate Princeton, who didn't go to Princeton.
I think most people particularly hate Princeton.
But it's a 15 seed. Should we be rooting for a Cinderella story?
I mean, it's tough to call Princeton a Cinderella story. I mean, they are. They definitely are for basketball. But in life, people who don't go to Princeton, we don't generally go like, man, what a scrappy underdog that person is. Now, maybe they are. There are some exceptions. But, you know, it's a lot of people who are winning at life And going to Princeton only opens up even more doors for them.
It definitely felt more Cinderella with Pete Carril.
That was, yeah. See, that was that awesome. Felt Cinderella. Because they beat, did they beat Georgetown?
I mean, the ironic thing is that from the very few people I've known who actually have gone to Princeton, they're all incredible people. I mean, Grant Wall, our friend who sadly passed away, Ross Sean Tucker. Gregory, Ross Tucker, Kyle Brandt. Like, these are all really great people who went to Princeton, but, you know, on a whole, as a whole.
Well, this is, it's a ridiculous argument, though, because it's not like kids at all these other schools are, you know, not facing a bright future as well. Just because you go to Creighton, you can get a job at Wall Street.
No,
I don't know.
I understand that.
Is Princeton the new Duke? You know, like the yeah, right. school that we just hate now because they're
yeah.
Like, I mean, they might need a few more tournament appearances.
What? Come on, Princeton, Duke, same.
Was I don't think Mitch and Coach K are waiting in the same waters of hate. Yeah, I know. If you go to UCLA, I think doors open for you.
Yeah, I think first of all, if you're this amazing at basketball, doors open for you. I'm not going to feel bad for any of these kids, but I'm actually Googling what most people from Creighton become now. No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, what's the big major
Blue
Creighton? Jays?
Creighton, yeah. What's the big major?
Aviary.
Aviary, yeah. But they Creighton has this big guy. I can't wait to see what Princeton cooks up for him. I mean, I admit I'm into the Tigers.
Yeah, that took you like 2 seconds. You're always bandwagoning.
I'm not. Well, I'm deciding. Do I want to bandwagon to a team that has a better chance to win it all, though? So that's what.
Yeah,
I'm,
that's a definition of a
that's
bandwagoner.
What I'm weighing in on.
That's perfect.
That's the bandwagon.
Well, I mean, I worked in Connecticut for a while, so I think the Connecticut Huskies are a natural fit.
Sure.
Who calls them Connecticut Huskies?
Yeah, what? They're
UConn. Like, I've never called Connecticut Connecticut.
That's a great point. Yeah, no, I would have to get the jargon down if I were to become a UConn fan.
Yeah, I'm rooting for Connecticut. Let's go. Like, who, what?
I don't know. Gonzaga, that's front runner. I can't do them.
But they've never won.
You guys are missing
the
obvious. Rooting
for Mark Few.
The darling of the tournament is K-State.
Yeah,
everyone's
K-State.
Rooting for Kansas State.
K-State.
Everyone's rooting for Marquise Noel
and
Keontae Johnson.
But
that's
I don't want to be on the same bandwagon as everyone else, Maggie. That gives
that's
me
always what you do.
No. I don't get any street cred for that, though. Last year, I got a lot of street cred
for picking North Carolina.
My North Carolina hat. I had family who grew up in Chapel Hill. I think that was a rightful bandwagon jump by me.
No, but they end up going to the championship game.
Here's the answer. FAU is the key, right? Because Princeton's too low of a seed. Yeah. FAU is not too high. It's right there in the middle. You can go FAU. They can win it, but they're just not, you know.
Go Owls.
Yeah, go Owls.
FAU's a good one.
I mean, listen, college in Boca Raton, Florida, that's got to be interesting.
Yeah, I could get behind that easily. In fact, I would love to go do a visit.
Do they play shuffleboard in between games?
Yeah, eating dinner at 4 o'clock.
That's why they're so successful.
That's the key to their success. They're in bed by 6.
Yeah.
It's like a beautiful thing. Hey, our buddy Nick in Texas, the caretaker of the Pearl Gym Season 2 bracket, is on the line. What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
Doing great, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Just wanted to give you your weekly update on another update on the brackets for where Eric is for Pearl Jam Season 2.
Love it. Lay it on us.
Yeah, by the way,
all right.
Nick, I just had to tell you, it was a happy, happy night in the Perloff household.
I bet it was. We'll get to that in a moment. Yeah, so currently Perloff has fallen to the 20th, from 12th down to 20th. Maggie has flipped a little bit down to 40th.
That's right.
We do have a big old Mike Samter who is actually taking the lead over Maggie now at 38.
Samter is celebrating like he just hit the game winning shot.
I got Duke winning it all. Oh, let's go, baby. I'm winning this.
Ever the optimist, Mike Samter.
And we still got Stu Kavats hanging in there at 34th place. But
there you go, Stu.
The big news Perloff was just telling everybody is, yes, Sarah is no longer last. She's moved up the ranks 5 spots, and her team is still available for the championship. So, yes, things are going well.
Yeah. So, Gonzaga, my wife picked Gonzaga to win it all.
Yeah.
It's been her only Final Four team that's alive since the first round. She went all underdogs. She went all underdogs. And then, okay, so actually we were watching last night. I told her this morning, I said, hey, Gonzaga won last night. And she goes, see, I told you it was all about the Zags. I'm like, you got every other pick wrong.
That but is something she, you would say.
Yeah, she totally flexed over me like she was Dick Vitale or something.
Jay Billis. That's so funny. All right, Nick, any other notables you want to share about the bracket? Where are you in the bracket?
Currently, let's see. I'm actually not doing too bad still, even though my Purdue got knocked out early. I'm currently sitting at 26 points. So I went from 46 to 26. So I've moved up 20 spots.
Okay. Any of the Weedos or the Purple Drinkers, like, in the lead?
None of them are in the lead, but we do have some Weedos that actually are doing very well. And there's a name from last year who's doing very well. We had the Fosberries couple last year. Christine was leading most of the brackets last year. Well, John, her husband, is up there in the top 10. He's at 8. And as for the Purple Drinkers, we do have Alex McChristian. He's in 3rd. And then we actually have Jeffrey Howell, who's in the chat. And he is in 12th, and he's got Alabama. So he's still alive.
Wow. This is awesome. Nick, thank you so much for the update.
Yeah, Nick, by the way, you might not know, does anyone have Florida Atlantic alive? I was thinking that's good for everybody because nobody has them, right?
So you yeah, well, no one would have picked up for the chip.
Nobody does. John Sasser has Miami, so he's got a long shot there. Most people have U of H or Alabama, but I don't see anybody that's got FAU. No. Yeah. Okay. That I see.
Okay.
Thanks,
Nick. Crazy. Nick, thank you so, so much. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the games. And we'll talk to you again soon, pal. Nick in Texas, who is the caretaker. He's the overseer of the Pearl Jam Season 2 and obviously a Weedos chat legend, Nick in Texas.
Yeah, I have Houston winning it all, and I am very, very nervous about Miami.
Let's get to our bracket of the worst. Time to update everyone. We're moving right along here. We're going to go to the Midwest region. We're going to update some second-round results there. Top-seeded flight cancellations. Again, this is a bracket of things that are just the worst.
The worst.
Number one seed is still alive. Flight cancellation beats out political ad season. This was close, though. 12th-seeded wet socks and shoes continues the Cinderella story. They upset 4th-seeded quarterback injuries. I thought quarterback injuries was going to the Final Four.
Yeah, I mean, I guess people thought, like, well, I'm not a quarterback. What do I care about their injuries? Maybe they misunderstood what we meant.
It just is the worst when quarterbacks get injured. Okay, 6-seeded wrong takeout order gets delivered to your house. Took out 14-seeded daylight savings time. And the 2nd seed getting hacked has moved on past 10th-seeded potholes. So if you're looking for the Elite Eight, it's the flight cancellations, number one seed up against 12th-seeded wet socks and shoes as our Cinderella. 6th-seeded wrong takeout order taking on 2nd-seeded getting hacked. There you go.
There it is.
That's the Midwest region. We'll do more updates as we go.
I feel like getting hacked is a little too serious for the worst bracket.
That's right up there. With
that's a life-altering crime.
Right, wrong takeout
right,
order.
Wet shoes and getting hacked aren't same.
You're right. It's not the same to get into a traffic jam as to getting hacked.
Yeah. Your socks are wet compared to you had to hire a firm to help get your finances back.
Yeah, the stakes are not as high for the wet socks and shoes as, yes, but it now is, all of a sudden some Russian hackers got your social security number.
Yeah, I know. It is definitely the worst. That's one of those things. Oh, that person got hacked. Oh, that's the worst.
It is bad. There might be nothing more. You're right. It's a little serious.
The worst is when you get like that random Facebook message from a friend that you know clearly isn't right. And you're like, I don't know if this is real or not. And then you have to like message the friend to find out. And then
tell him stop watching porn.
That's exactly it.
Stop watching porn. You just spammed everybody in your contacts. No? Am I wrong?
That's basically it, but you didn't want to say it.
Oh, sorry, everyone. I at one point almost fell for the texting scam. Like, hey, it's your bank. We need your account number. And I was like 2 digits away from actually, this is like 10 years ago. Oof. I was like 2 digits away and I was like, what am I doing? I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, this happened to me recently. I got a message about some bank fraud and there was something like, I called Citibank. Sorry, I'm giving up my, oh great. I called.
That's all right.
They're name is your account number two?
I called.
Can we have your mother's maiden name?
I called Chase and said this. And they're like, if this happens, we won't call you anyway.
Yeah.
So they're like, it's a fake.
They never call.
And I noticed something on my cell phone, too. When something comes in with all caps, that's a spam call.
Generally, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Just want to make you look at me like, of course. Yeah, it took me a couple tough lessons there.
Considering I'm wearing sunglasses out of the size of a windshield, yet you still felt my judgment.
Sorry, one thing. Yeah. And actually, I don't even know if we can play this on air. I got a spam voicemail the other day, and the guy called, and he said, oh, hey, Andrew, sorry, I think he said my name. And he said, sorry I missed you. Get back to me here. He pretended that we had just been talking, and we had not been talking. It was about student loan forgiveness. Andrew, he said, I'm so sorry I missed you. Call me right back, like that.
I bet he thinks he's thought up, like, the most brilliant thing.
I don't even know if it's a he or a robot or what was going on, but right, it was very familiar.
Yeah, that's not good.
I'll play it for you. You'll totally know what I mean.
Is this what the ChatGPT is going to start doing? Like the AI, the artificial intelligence? Are they going to start pretending that they're friends of ours to just, you know, scam us?
Well, here's the question. Are they like hiring people to like, hey, here's a script, read it.
Definitely.
And then we're just going to send this note out. And then if you're one of those people reading this scam script, are you complicit or are you just like, you know, getting a paycheck for reading a script?
Yeah.
Tough, right? Because you got to make a living.
Got to
make
a living.
But it is like
the
worst.
You're reading the script. You clearly know it's BS.
This is the what was that TV show? The Good Place?
Yeah.
And that's what she did. She sold like bunk vitamins to old people or something. The Kristen Bell character.
Yeah. That was great. And the first day she's like, this doesn't work, right? And he's like, no. She's like, yeah, I don't care.
Exactly. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. I got the one rumor that I want to believe so badly, but I just can't trust the source. I'll tell you about that in just a moment, plus an update on Will Levis's pro day. Here's the latest CBS Sports Update with Rich Ackerman. Welcome back to Maggie and Perloff.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
So I want to believe this NFL rumor that's going around, Perloff. I mean, I really want to believe it.
What? Which one?
I'll tell you in a sec. But I can't get past the source of the rumor. Please let this be true. I just cannot trust where it's coming from. Here was Pac-Man Jones on the Pat McAfee show talking about destinations for DeAndre Hopkins.
Interest is heating up. There's five teams on that list, and we'll start with the Falcons. I think that can fit. Ravens. If Lamar deal goes and get done, my sources tell me that might be a landing spot. Our sources is telling us it's the Bills. My sources tell me Buffalo can work. I like the Raiders, too. And I know D as a person. I'm leaning more toward the Bills or the Ravens.
I mean, you can't toy with us like this, Pac-Man. I mean, does he have sources? Is he not? Is that a joke? I mean, listen, Bills fan would really, really love DeAndre Hopkins to come to the Bills. And I just can't trust Pac-Man Jones, though.
Well, the thing is, even he was giving 14.
Well, I know, but then he whittled it down.
I would trust that Pac-Man Jones knows DeAndre Hopkins.
Okay, but see, that's the thing. It's like, if it's between the Bills and the Ravens,
yeah,
There's what wide receiver in their right mind would say Ravens over the Bills? First of all, you have no idea who your quarterback is. Mm-hmm. And even if it ends up being Lamar Jackson, would you rather be catching passes from Lamar or Josh Allen?
Yeah, I wouldn't worry. I would not lose a second of thought over this because
I don't know.
I know. See, that's the thing.
Yeah.
It's not like the Bills are out here doing all these big moves this offseason. This might be like the most significant one.
Yeah. It by the way, so let me just take a step back here. You love the fit Hopkins. Say you had a choice of Beckham and Hopkins. Which way would you go?
Hopkins.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I mean, he's definitely just don't take steroids or don't get caught.
Yeah, you have to work out that contract. He's getting $30 million right now.
Well, that's a problem. You know, he's also getting old.
A lot of money for a receiver.
Listen, depends on what the compensation is going back. Maybe Arizona's eating a lot of that money. I don't know.
Yeah, as a player, right, that's a really good point. But as a player, DeAndre Hopkins seems like he's more ready to go than Odell. Odell is so much risk. Where DeAndre Hopkins, you know, what's the downside with
him? Can get hurt.
They can get hurt.
Listen, that's what happens. But the Bills are in an all-in situation right now.
Yeah.
Like, this is where you've got to figure out a way to make the money work or whatever. But, yeah, if Odell's like $2 million, then sure, of course Odell. But if that's not, if he's going to be, you know, I don't say that cheap, but if he's going to come that cheap, then I think a lot of other teams are going to be in on him, including the New York Jets.
Yeah, the Jets and Beckham.
Absolutely. I mean, if Aaron Rodgers is now like the de facto general manager of the Jets, then you're getting Odell.
Ugh.
Let me ask you.
I mean, he was good with the Rams the last time we saw him.
For like two games in the playoffs. And during the regular season, he was nothing. And he hasn't had a good year in like 6 years. What has he done? Odell's more of a headache than a benefit. Mm. I don't want him.
I mean, he caught touchdown passes in like every game in their playoff run.
Playoff run. He was there for two games. Then he got hurt in the Super Bowl. And he looked good at the start of the Super Bowl. He had two good games. Great. That's fantastic. The Jets wide receiver room is fine.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, I think the headache might come from the quarterback room instead of the wide receiver.
The headache of OBJ and Rodgers. Come on.
I think they would neutralize each other and it would cancel it out. It would cancel it out. But back to Buffalo for one second, not to break down the Buffalo Bills. DeAndre Hopkins is great, but I never looked at that team and I think there's something else missing. Defense, isn't that the bigger concern now?
Well, if Von Miller had been healthy, let's see how these playoff games go.
And the defensive backfield, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, but Tre'Davious White really did end up coming on strong at the end of the season.
Okay, I remember he was hurt.
But obviously, Damar Hamlin, who was, you know, playing opposite when he's already a backup and then he got hurt, and then the Bills were down to Cam Lewis, their third.
Because I think there's a valid team-building philosophy or argument that if you're paying your quarterback $180 million, why do you have to go out there and get him two $30 million receivers?
Because you want to win.
But he should make up for that.
Josh
Allen doesn't need DeAndre
Hopkins. Because the other part, too, is you don't want him running as much.
Somebody else should be running that darn football in Buffalo.
Well, they got Damian Harris from the Patriots, so maybe he'll be... It doesn't matter who. They could have Jim Brown back there. They don't want to run the ball because they don't call running plays.
I mean, by the way, same argument with the Jets. Why are you going to go pay $60 million for Aaron Rodgers and then go pay a ton for Odell Beckham Jr.?
I don't think it's going to be a ton for Odell. Yeah. I don't. DeAndre Hopkins is going to be a ton, but I don't think Odell's going to be a ton. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Okay, so Perloff was lamenting that you got a spam call.
Yes.
It sounded very, this is like you thought you were getting oops-a-dooped even more than normal.
Oh, okay. Right. Now, I gave the sound to Mike. I just want to be careful that my social security number or nothing like that is in here.
It is. We bleeped out one of the numbers, so like people will not have any idea what's going on.
Oh, good.
It's going to take at least an hour to figure that out. You got a head start.
So this guy got me. I listened to the voicemail, and I was like, oh, this is my buddy just called. Can you play it, Mike?
Hey, this is Jason. Sorry I missed you. I'm giving you a call from the Student Loan Relief Center.
Oh, well, there you go.
Let you know that you are now.
Then he gave it up.
Well, I guess sorry I missed you can mean sorry you didn't pick up the phone. But I actually read that. I'm like, wait, did Jason think that I just called him and he's calling me back?
Did you call him back? No.
No, I did not call him back. But the way he said that, hey, it's Jason. Sorry I missed you.
Sorry I missed you.
Yeah,
it is very familiar.
And it sounds like I called him and he couldn't pick up because he was, in the car or something. I was like, Jason,
and
I'm sorry, man.
Sorry I missed you.
Yeah.
That sold it. Sorry I missed you.
Yeah, smart. This guy's working hard. Like, yeah. I like his approach.
So there's a dude in the sound studio recording that somewhere. Hey, it's Jason. Sorry I missed you.
No, he's like someone who's got the headset on, leaned back in the chair with a squeeze thing in his hand, like calling 1,000 people. He's in a cubicle in the Omaha somewhere.
Definitely has a headset, like the full-on headset with the microphone that comes around the front.
Got to be feet up on the desk.
Play it one more time.
This is Jason. Sorry I missed you.
Yeah.
Does sound like your friend.
Yeah.
Although nobody leaves a voicemail anymore.
He's got his sleeves rolled up.
There was a level of threat towards the end of it as well. If you don't call back, you'll hear, play the whole thing, but there was a level of a little bit of a threat towards the end.
Hey, this is Jason. Sorry I missed you. I'm giving you a call from the Student Loan Relief Center to let you know that you are now eligible to cancel up to $20,000 in student loans. And we just need you to give us a call back to verify that you do qualify. Failure to do so before the cutoff could result in your payments automatically resuming.
Failure to do so.
Also, it's like failure payments. I'm not paying you anything. I don't even know you guys.
I don't have any student loans. What are you talking about?
I know. You haven't been in college since the 90s.
There's a warranty call. They'll be like, you have 4 hours or your warranty's going to run out. I'm like, total panic. I'm like, wait, I have 175,000 miles on my Honda. I've been out of warranty for about 3.5 years. What are you talking about? Who are you?
Sorry, I missed you.
It's the urgency. Yeah, like, oh my gosh, did I do something wrong?
Payments will resume.
I went
into deep panic. What payments?
20,000. Oh gosh, that's a large number.
Because I'll tell you right now, there's about 4 streaming services that I'm paying that I'm totally confused by.
I know. Honestly, if Hulu calls or something, then I'm panicked.
Yeah.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Coming up, Tom Brady broke some news. What does it mean for his football future? Get into that in just a moment. Don't move. More Maggie and Perloff. Straight ahead.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.